it. Keith, I saw those, as a matter of fact. I had a Trail 90 early on, and it was a nice way. You know, it was the Kawasaki had one too, but I can't remember where Kawasaki was. But the Honda Trail 90 was given. It had a dual range gearbox, and we could hit it in regular gear or put it in the low, you know. And but it had enough power to kind of motor around. But that 125 is probably a much, much nicer bike. I remember the Trail 90 when I was at it was 300, and this would have been in 73 maybe. I think it was 375 or something. Might have been 425 at retail. But you talk about the Suzuki. My father-in-law had a Suzuki 750, GS 750, I think. And, and his brother had a Yamaha, and his other brother had another Suzuki. And I just had a Honda 4 CB400F, which is a little four-cylinder, you know, 400 four-cylinder with a, had the cafe racer-style bars and stuff on it. It was a fun ride. But I remember when that Kawasaki triple, the Mach 3 came out, the 750, I mean, that thing was the fastest thing I'd ever sat on when it first came out. It was now, going into a curve, you might not make it out the other side, but, man, that thing was a screamer. Well, I'm just sitting here, and it's Keith's turn to talk.
Bike, and it would grip the corners, you know, for that age, for that day and age. But boy, you had to ease down on it, because if you caught a foot peg, it'd throw you out of it. So I was always well aware of that. But yeah, had a lot of fun times on that bike, and again, probably a good thing. I don't have it anymore.
Those things can get you. So anyway, guys, I'm gonna step on out of here. I want to go find me a little bit of something to eat, something light tonight. So, because I want to go check into the sideband net at 7 o'clock, and then maybe a 40 meter net tonight. Anyway, catch all of you later. N0TR to take it, and the rest of the group. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango 73s. I'll catch you later. W2T.
And good evening, Rusty. Glad you. Found you a new antenna, and that's real nice, the camaraderie, you and Bob going up there. Anytime you can enjoy one of those, well, it's a good thing. And I'll catch you down the line, W2TN0TR. Well, Keith, I got a buddy up there. Well, he's just an old friend. He was older than me, but they were our neighbors at one time, and then he went off and got rich, and he owns a company up there now, out by the airport. And he still got his CB1000, I think it is. It's four-cylinder, 1000 Honda. I'll bet that sucker's worth a pot full of money now. It's a beautiful bike. I couldn't figure out what it was. I didn't realize it was that old, but it's been around a long time, kind of like me. I'm going to go one more round, Keith and Jerry, and I got to go out and shut that water off before I go bankrupt here with that. This is N0TR. Go ahead, Keith.
You still in there. Have a good evening. Good talking to you. We'll catch you later. There's been so many come along since then that I just love to have. Hadn't been in the position to do it. And, you know, my mother was, she worked for an insurance company through claims office, and of course we heard every horror story that comes through there. it's probably a good thing I stayed away from it. But yeah, sure enjoyed that old 900 when it was around. Had a buddy of mine that, when I had that one, he bought one of the, what was it, a V1R, it was a 1000 Kawasaki, and it's when they started doing the cafe racers back in the later 70s. getting on that thing from my bike to his, it was like riding a Cadillac, you know, and then it was even a little bit faster. So, yeah, I do miss those days and that adrenaline rush, but don't know if your heart can take it anymore. So, if I get another one, it'd probably be more like a trail riding experience. Go ahead, Jerry.
Ethan, sorry you didn't get to go to Waynesville. I know you were planning that, but Stacy told me the other day you probably wouldn't go since you'd been out of town. But yeah, I tell you, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed riding. And my wife used to ride with me. We'd ride just on back roads and stuff. Usually we'd ride behind. We'd ride at night a lot of times because at least people could see you then, or in the evening when it was cool. But yeah, I see those things. I'm kind of like times that I get a. You kind of get that, you know, we all get that. If you ever ridden much, you always get that twitch every once in a while. Well, you know, I might be able to, then you think about it a little while, and you say, nah, I better not. But that's just the way, that's what age does to you. But I enjoyed it while I could, and I had a lot of fun out of it. Like I said, I only had one semi-serious accident, and I was lucky to didn't have worse than that. But, yeah, I don't even know if my reflexes are good enough to ride a 125. Trail 125 now, but at TW200 and the Trail 125 both real attractive looking bikes, and man, those things, I mean, those things are about $5,000, I think, or maybe more than that now if you could find one, which is kind of crazy. But the old Hondas and Suzukis and Kawasaki's and Yamahas, they built some nice bikes back in the day. And they made some of them were real stinkers too. They go ahead, Tom.
Send Gerald TR. Well, I'll tell you, I just don't care anything for these trot rockets, and they're real killers with these kids nowadays. And like Keith said, a lot of them get on it and they go down and just buy a new trot rocket and get on it and go. And the horsepower is incredible. I met a guy down here at Willis's the other day at the little gas station, and he had a beautiful BMW, and it was decked out like an enduro, but it had really classy saddlebags on it and all. And I asked him, I said, out of the blue, I said, not to be nosy, but I said, how many horsepower has that got? Well, he had done one or two small things to it, was all. But it was fuel injected and all that. But Keith, that thing had 190 horsepower. And I remember back in our days, them getting up around 100, and some out of the crate bikes would run 11 second quarters, you know, the GS 1100 or something like that. They'd run down in the upper 11s, but I can't imagine trying to hold that thing down. He said you could pull it off the ground in any gear just about going down the highway, but oh, it was beautiful. And yeah, it really makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up, Jerry. I was afraid I might slobber all over his speedometer or something there, but they are just technology. It's just overwhelming. It really is. But that many horsepower? Wow. I don't know how they handle it. Anyways, Keith, you go ahead and take it, and I'm going to clear for now. I'm starting to get hoarse anyways. I need to get that shut off and head up to the rain locker and get a shower and come down and see if there's anything on HF. Been a pleasure. Enjoyed it, guys. Keith, you go ahead and take it. This is N0TR clear.
Well, good talking to you, Tom. Enjoyed it, and you all have a good night over there. And I'm going to have to be clearing out. You're pretty clear, and the wife's taking the potatoes out and getting them turned around, and I'm going to have to start on steaks here before long. But, yeah, that much horsepower, and I know it's come a long way, and I really hadn't looked at the numbers on it, but you know, that 900 was king for so many years, and it was only like 90-something horsepower, and they've added another 100 on top of that, and probably slimmed down on the 5.25, pounds that one was, and that's just insane. And I've seen some of those the BMW commuter bikes, and that's interesting too. I had no idea they had that much power behind them. But I think I could do one of those as a commuter. You know, what they're intended for, back to the car too much. And Jerry, on the Honda 125, I think that was the biggest regret people had. They didn't do the two-speed gearbox, or you know, the high and low range on them. It's just whatever the 4 or 5 gears it has is. Go ahead, Jerry. Cam 485.
Good evening. Good talking to you as usual. Yeah. And Keith, you know, that was just my pick of the bikes. I bought a Kawasaki before. I had one of those, and that was my pick of the bikes, and I enjoyed that thing. And you know, it wasn't enough to get out on the street with, but you know, if you had a truck or you could get to a trailer, it was just fine. That was a comfortable bike to ride. You know, the tires were, you know, big enough to have the wheels and tires where it didn't beat you to death like some of the smaller stuff did. And it wasn't terribly fast. It was just comfortable to ride. And it's durable. Those things last forever, I guess. But another interesting thing that I ran into, when I lived up in Rock Hill, I think you might be interested to know this. One of the guys up there had a sporting goods store, mainly a hunting and gun store. It had a range. That's why he was a Rokon Trailbreaker dealer, and he let me borrow one. And I tell you something, that was something else. But those things were $6,000, I think. That's been 30 years ago. But man, that thing was—I mean, it wasn't terribly fast. But you could go anywhere with that thing. You know, I know you've seen them. It's got these, you look like tractor tires on them, and it pulls both wheels. You can lay them on the side, and they'll float. You can float them across the river. And but that thing was incredibly fun to ride. But it just wasn't. It really. The Honda was more fun than that one was, because that thing wasn't that heavy, but it was just so bulky with those big tires. It wasn't as maneuverable as you'd think it would be. But that was it was really an interesting. Interesting setup, though, and I appreciate him letting me. He was trying to sell me one, and I said, "Man, I'd like to have one." But those, you have to have a truck or a trailer to haul them around. M4DJC.
I remember seeing those things, and just, I didn't know that they were that expensive to me. But yeah, they did look like a blast. Look like you could just, you know, if something got in the way, you could just crawl over it and not even worry about it. Yeah, we had a Trail 70 growing up, but that thing drew a lot, and it toughed it out. Those little bikes like that always, and I kind of, it took me a long time to realize it, but I like the smaller stuff anyway. My little brother had a RM80 little Suzuki, and I walked back to the back of the neighborhood. There was a, back then it was just woods, it's a park now, but walked back there with him for him to go ride, and then he took off and did a few laps, come back. You want to ride? I was like, man, my knee's about hit the ground. He's like, no, go ahead and try it. And I tell you, that was the most fun I've ever had, I think, on a bike. That little thing, you had to hold it up under you or it was going to come out. And, being able to ride trails, you basically get in there and just kind of chunk it whichever way you need to go, and it would go there. But, yeah, that was a lot of fun. And kind of related to that, I watched a guy, two guys in Baton Rouge at the river. One of them was on like an Elsinore, and the other one was on a little Q8. I don't know if you remember, a little Honda Q850. And that Elsinore get him in the straightaway, and that Q850 get over that last jump and get the curve, and he'd take over the Elsinore again. That was about the funniest thing I ever seen.
Kind of embarrassed to tell you, but I had a QA50 and I was an adult when I bought one. That was the very first motorcycle, close to motorcycle I ever bought. And of course, I was in my when I was in my late teens, early 20s then, but that thing was fun to ride. But then I traded it. I paid $175 for that thing. It was one of those yellow-looking ones. And I rode that thing all over the place in Clemson. We were living there when I was going to school there, and I rode the thing all over the place. And the next time I went in, I kept it about 3 weeks and traded in for a Trail 70. And I kept that Trail 70 for a long time. And I know you've probably seen these things on eBay, but now these restored Trail 70s, these things are bringing huge money. I mean, I've seen them for $4,000 or something like that, just crazy money. But mine was an automatic, and I always look for a four-speed, and I think they were popular on the West Coast, but for some reason, I don't remember seeing many of them in this area.
Kind of thing, it seemed like ours was a four-speed, but it's like an automatic clutch or something. I don't remember. I believe it was, so it seems like it was an auto clutch, but you still had the foot shifter. And it was like four down, and that was it. And I think the new 125s are about the same thing. But yeah, I have seen some of those videos of guys restored on them. Man, I'd kind of like to have one of them. And I've seen a couple of guys that will take Trail 70 frames and buy these. There's a particular Chinese motor that you can buy that I think is a 125. And you put a 125 on a 70 frame. And, and those guys that restore them just do beautiful work. We had one of the orange ones, like a burnt orange metal plate thing. But yeah, we just, between the three of us, the little brother wasn't old enough to ride, but the three of us just run that thing through the ringer, and it kept going. It wasn't until it got stolen that, if it hadn't got stolen, one of us might still have it, because it would just run and run and run.
Mine didn't have a clutch. It was just a three-speed, torque feeler, I don't know what they call it, but it shifted gears. But it didn't have a physical clutch on the handlebars or anything. I think they made one that actually had a regular clutch on it at one time, but I may be wrong about that. This had to have been, this was about 1973, I think. I rode that thing back and forth to school, back and forth to classes for a long time, and like you said, I'd still have it, but I said, I might get something else, and I eventually did, but that was just a nice little bike. But the Trail 90 was the next step up, and that Trail 70 was about 370 or something like that as well. It was fairly expensive too, but Honda's were always a little more expensive than most of the other bikes were. I think the Trail 90, it was, seemed like it was $475, but it did have a Malaysia St. Drop, I say. They lived next door to her father's dad on the lake here a number of years ago. He and his wife both had one of them had a Honda, one of them had a Yamaha 125, just like a street type bike or a cross I can't remember what the model number was now, Keith. It was like one of these, I can't remember. It wasn't a CB. It was whatever that one that's got the tail. It looks like a street bike, but it's got the muffler and tailpipes go up on the side. I can't remember the designation for that one, but it was like that. And he wanted to sell that thing, and I had the money out, and his son decided he wanted it. Instead of me, this had been 25 years ago. Man, I bet that thing didn't have 400 miles on it. It was absolutely pristine. And man, I wanted that thing so bad I could taste it. And my wife even said, "You ought to buy that thing. That's a good price." I said, "Yeah." But his son took it and he beat it all up. And then I'd pick up that thing in the garage, just cranked it up to ride around the block every once in a while.
I'd love to have one. I'd probably venture out a little bit, definitely take it to the farm and roam around there. But yeah, we've been considering doing that for when we start camping, like a Trail 125 or something like that. Run up to the store or just go out adventuring, you know, depending on where we're at. That's probably going to be the extent of me having another one, though, is, you know, the little off-road type. And I remember, ours was, I'm thinking it was more like 74, 75, but I do remember it was 4-speed. And maybe it did have a clutch on it. And then the 50s at the time were the automatic clutch, I believe. Ours must have had a clutch. We thoroughly enjoyed that thing. Anyway, I need to get going. Need to get the steak going. We need dinner at a... Well, we about missed reasonable time, but it still needs to get done. A good talking to you as usual, and we'll catch you a little later. N4DJC, K4DHY, I'll be clear after you.
Talk to you as usual, Keith. I'll have a joy dinner. Get that. I know you're going to do a good job on those steaks. Glad you're doing good, and as I said, enjoy talking, reminiscing about stuff in the past. Always, as it always is, K4CHY and 4DJC clear.